WRCO Sports. I am Phil Nee. Sports sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Today at the state WIAA softball tournament, they have crowned three champions thus far. In Division 5, Almond Bancroft got the win against Belmont 16-8. Belmont was the defending Division 5's champion, and so they wind up a runner-up this year. Division 4, Mineral Point shut out Johnson Creek 6-0 for the championship, so congratulations to the Pointers. Lomira was a winner against Lodi 5-0 in the D3 title game. Pewaukee is playing Fox Valley Lutheran, and tonight in Division 1, Muskego plays Hamilton for the state championship. There is home talent baseball, local baseball going on around the areas. Today, Wisconsin Dells is playing at Middleton and Lodi at Mazamani. Casanova making up a game tonight against Cross Plains. Tomorrow in the western section, it will be Belleville versus Blanchardville, Hollandale at Scholesburg-Benton, Dodgeville at Verona, Argyle at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and Ridgeway at Wyota. Muscadet travels to Arena. We'll have a game on the radio. I asked manager Terry Zebarth of Muscadet about facing Arena again.
Arena's built up a good squad. They've really been doing good the last couple of years. Very familiar with them because a lot of the team played with us a few years ago, so we're kind of acquainted with them. But they've got a good squad.
I asked Nick Larson, manager of Arena, about facing the Mudcats.
Yeah, this is always a fun game for the guys. You know, there's a lot of inter-game actions going on amongst the guys, which is neat to see, and two small communities that have known each other for several years. And as you know, some of the guys played with them guys, and it's always fun to play them.
Who do you look at as your main pitchers again this year, Nick?
Nate Jennings has been doing a lot of our pitching. We've usually been going with Nate, and then Daniel Yonke kind of comes in and closes out the games for us. But we also know that we can throw Elijah Alt pretty much at any time. He's ready to go. And Zach Cady does a lot of our pitching for our night league games. So we're pretty strong in the pitching department.
Muscadet at Arena can be heard tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also on the northern section schedule, Mazamani is at Casanova, Black Earth at Ashton, Lodi at Cross Plains, Middleton visits Sauk Prairie, and Wisconsin Dells at Reedsburg. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, threw a 104.5-mile-per-hour pitch, the fastest by starting pitcher since tracking began, and struck out 15 with no walks in a one-hitter that led the Brewers over the Phillies 6-0 last night. Pitching 1 year to the day of his Major League debut, the 24-year-old right-hander threw four pitches of 104 miles per hour or higher, all faster than the previous high for a starter of 103.7 miles per hour he set at Colorado on June 7th. Mizorowski reached 100 miles per hour with a record 58 pitches and lowered his major league leading ERA to 1.34. The Brewers and Phillies play game two of their three-game series tonight at American Family Field. You can hear the broadcast of the game on local news and timeless hits, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 6:10. Pre-game gets underway at 6:35. Make that 5:35. Looks like Shohei Ohtani is feeling much better. Shohei hit a leadoff home run for the Dodgers in his return to the starting lineup after being sidelined by inflammation in his left knee. The two-way star connected on a 1-0 fastball from White Sox right-hander Sean Burke for his 14th home run. The 409-foot drive to right in the first inning had an exit velocity of 109.6 miles per hour. The Athletics are getting a taste of playing meaningful games in Las Vegas, where they plan to move full-time in 2028. Fans showed up their support by booing "Let's Go Brewers" chant during a home game on Monday. The A's are playing regular season games in Las Vegas to connect with their future fan base. The next game of the NBA Finals will be coming up tonight. Victor Wembanyama, the tallest man in these NBA Finals, is about to face the tallest order of his basketball career. He is fine with that. Wemby and the Spurs, who just became the first team in NBA history finals to lead a game by 29 and lose. They need to win the next three games or they'll watch the Knicks celebrate an NBA title at their expense. Jacob Slavin is one win away from becoming the second American to win an Olympic gold medal in the Stanley Cup in the same year. That could happen as soon as Sunday if Carolina defeats Vegas in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. The U.S. has opened its home World Cup in 32 years, the first one in 32 years, with a dynamic 4-1 victory over Paraguay. The U.S. scored only three goals combined in Qatar 4 years ago. That is an update on sports. I am Phil Nee.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.